community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Brentwood and Billericay's Phoenix FM. This is Mikey on a Friday afternoon. Jake Bugg and a song about love is on the way next. In the studio with me this afternoon, we've actually got Keith from Skidmarks and Simon from Havering College. Afternoon, boys.
Good afternoon. Mark.
How are we doing? Are we all right? Is it nice out there? Is it nice weather?
Yeah, not too bad, thank you.
Yes, good, good, good. Now, you're here this afternoon to promote the apprenticeships of Havering College, aren't you?
Yes, indeed.
Now, I know, Keith, you've taken on, is it two interns?
Two interns. One, we run two businesses. We have Skidmarks. We also have Straight Talking Events, which runs our motorsport hospitality. We've taken young Luke on as a mechanical technician with Skidmarks.
Yeah.
And Jessica, who came as an intern, is now working full-time at Straight Talking Events.
And how do you find there, because that's all about all the apprenticeships is about gaining extra knowledge. How do you find their knowledge to start with as soon as they've come out of the college?
Very good. What's been a big help to us is that the college helped considerably in the selection process.
All right.
Obviously, there was more than one candidate for, particularly for the mechanical position.
Yeah.
And we was able to filter those down with the help from the college. College helped recommendations for particular individuals because what we do as a business is quite specialised, and you have to have certain skill set to be able to do that.
Of course, yeah, it's not.
Also, young Jessica, who works with Straight Talking Events, she particularly wanted to get involved with hospitality businesses.
Yeah.
And she had an interest in motorsport, and it was a good match all the way around.
Oh, that's cool. So Simon, what sort of subjects do Havering College actually educate in?
We cover quite a range from vocational subjects such as hairdressing, electrical, plumbing, construction, motor vehicle, to more academic subjects like the business, IT, social care, childcare. BTEC provision, MBQ provision, sports, pretty much everything and anything you can think of, we've probably got a course running for it.
So do they find it difficult to get apprenticeships after they leave?
Some students do, and some students just come to us starting an apprenticeship. We're very passionate about our learners. We're very passionate about our learners achieving. Mm. And what we want to see is all of our learners either progress on to higher education or to gain employment. And one of the easiest ways of doing that is to gain an apprenticeship.
And how easy is it for them to get an apprenticeship? So percentage-wise, what sort of percentage would get straight into an apprenticeship, do you think?
At the moment, the percentage is probably smaller than what we'd like. And the big concern we have with apprenticeships is finding the employers that match the student needs.
Yeah.
We're very passionate, as I said, about our learners. And what the apprenticeship gives the learner isn't just the academic skills, knowledge and understanding. It's being able to contextualise that within the workplace. There's no substitute in a classroom for actually working in a workplace and delivering. And the apprenticeship gives you your academic qualification plus the vocational skills in the workplace. And that's probably the best grounding you could have as a student to set yourself up for future employment.
So what we really need is more people like Keith from Skidmarks to come forward and take the people on.
Skidmarks are a fantastic opportunity of kind of displaying how the college and employers can work together. We've worked very closely with Skidmarks and a number of other employers to show how we can take our learners from the classroom, we can work with the employers to meet the employer needs, and then to ensure that we've got future employment. So what we're really after is, yes, proactive employers that want to invest in young people to take their skills and knowledge further to improve their business.
So if you had a magic wand, because we've got thousands of people listening right now, all in local businesses and shops down the high street, if you had a magic wand and you could choose who would approach you to take on apprentices, who would it be?
What we're really focusing on is a lot of the SMEs, the small and medium-sized companies that need the helping hand, that are keen to expand, that are keen for new innovative ideas to come and take their business forward, and to really take a bit of initiative from young people that are proactive and motivated to succeed, and to give them that opportunity.
Well, Keith's not had any problems whatsoever. It's just, I mean, it makes sense, to be honest with you, taking on an apprentice.
Yeah, I tell you, it was very telling. Late last year, I got involved at the college. They had an award ceremony for students that had various outstanding achievements in different areas.
Yeah.
And we offered to sponsor one of the awards, and I was asked to come along to the evening.
Yeah, yeah.
And it was actually quite surprised. I was very surprised about the sheer number of students that have obviously excelled. I was expecting to be quite a small select group there on the evening, and it was in the hundreds. And it surprised me that a college of that such a high percentage of their students had done so well. And I think that speaks volumes about the college and the calibre of the students that are there. From a business point of view, you're picking from a good bunch, to be frank. And that's, you know, that to me is only encouraging.
So, Simon, we're going to give you the soapbox right now. You've got the microphone in front of you. What are you going to ask the public for?
What I'd be really keen to ask the public for is to support the apprenticeship programmes within the college. If you think you have the capacity to take an apprenticeship, it's a fantastic opportunity. There's funding available to support your company. We can have tailor-focused, individual, unique training needs to meet the specific needs of your business. Please contact the college if you are interested and you're keen and you feel that a young person can help you succeed and move forward.
Now, Keith, we're going to finish with you. If you've got any advice to offer local businesses about apprenticeships, what would you say?
Do it. It's simple as that. Just do it. It's cost effective. You're training, you're shaping your staff in your way. And the easiest way of doing that is to come along to the event on this coming Tuesday, which we're helping the college with. It's, there are Degree in Campus at 11:30 to 2:30. It's a networking event to try and link the colleges up with potential businesses and also for businesses to network with other businesses. We have a very interesting four-speaker presentation on the day, so there'll be something to learn from it. And I understand you're very kindly going to put the link on the website for people to sign up to.
We will do, of course we will. So once again, give us the names and times. I'm trying to push this into people's
minds. Right, okay.
minds so they don't forget it.
Haven College at the Ardy Green Campus, which is in Ardy Green Road, Hornchurch, just 2 minutes from Gallows Corner. It's 11:30 to 2:30. It will cost them £12, but they will get a very nice lunch. There will be a contribution to charity going on there. The presentation is about getting more out of networking. I don't want to say any more than that because it's very different. And it would just be a good opportunity to speak to the college staff and get more insight into it. But I have to say, it's something that has to, you know, you really do have to encourage.
Well, you seem to have benefited from it. Looking back.
Yeah, it's easy to say you're altruistic and you're trying to help the kids, but the bottom line to this has helped our business.
Well, it's the business at the end of the day. You're there to earn money and employ the staff that are going to help you move forward.
Well, that's a cyclical thing, because if the staff don't help us, we don't earn money and then they don't get paid.
Exactly.
So it's important to get the right people.
Well, gentlemen, thank you very much for coming in this afternoon, and I really, really do wish you all the best with this.
Thank you very much, Mike. Thank you.